This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The new Greek finance minister, Yanis Varoufakis, was in London today, making the rounds to win support for his government's campaign to reschedule and or cancel a good part of his country's debt. Despite or perhaps because of international bailouts and austerity budgets, years of them, Greece has lost almost a third of its gross domestic product, its economy. In other words, overall unemployment there is at 26%, among the highest in the European Union. But hard times or no, a lot of middle-class Greeks are taking pains to keep up appearances. Marketplace's Stephen Beard has that story from Athens.
For the woman who wants to flaunt it, even though she hasn't got it anymore, Oliana Spiridopoulos offers an affordable solution.
Most women who would rent from a company like ours would want instant recognition. They would want to be seen looking their best, but also looking socially mobile.
That's upwardly socially mobile, even though economically they may be headed in the opposite direction. Oliana rents out designer handbags by Chanel, Louis Vuitton, Gucci and other top fashion houses.
That's a Valentino, and it's all beautifully lined inside for a woman who's sophisticated and wants to be immediately recognized for her good taste and economic status.
And how much does it cost to rent?
That would be $60 the weekend.
Much, much cheaper than the $1,800 it would cost to buy. And, says Oliana's colleague, John Spiliotakis, a small price to pay for impoverished Greeks seeking to exude success on special occasions.
Like weddings, christenings, you know, where they would be expected to carry something relatively more expensive.
Do you think any of your customers admit that they've rented their handbag when they're actually at one of these engagements?
Some clients keep it very quiet, and they just...
They pretend it's their bag.
To be perfectly honest, nobody really asks you if this bag you're carrying is yours.
Hard-up fashionistas who crave ownership have another option in Athens. They can come here to the Kilo shop, where they can buy second-hand designer clothing by weight.
It weighs 370 grams, which makes €12.50, so 12 and a half euros for a French dress.
Or $15 for one with a Miss Lagot label, to be precise. George Danakas buys vast quantities of second-hand and surplus designer clothes from across Europe. He buys by the kilo, so why not sell to his cash-strapped Greek customers in the same way?
We sell by the kilo, just like a grocery shop, by the kilo, just like you go and buy potatoes or fruits in the grocery.
The clothes are in excellent condition, but maybe 10, 20 or even 30 years old, so the prices are low. A pair of Levi 501s for under $20, a Tommy Hilfiger shirt for just over 10. Business is brisk, says Sabine Danakas, in spite of, or perhaps because of, the crisis.
Greek people live mostly outside. When they go out in the sun, they have this feeling of showing off, and they want to look good, and if it costs a little, you're really happy.
Yeah. 28-year-old Nelly Svigopoulou looked happy weighing up which designer top to buy in the Kilo shop. She says it's retail therapy on a shoestring.
It's important because also your psychology gets more uplifted.
Psychologically it's important.
Yeah.
Makes you feel better.
Yes. And if, for example, it would be very expensive, I wouldn't do it.
In the bombed-out Greek economy, glamour and thrift are a winning combination. In Athens, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.